The overall number of refugees starting new lives in Arizona has plunged in recent years. National resettlement goals were slashed, a travel ban disqualified people fleeing certain violent countries, and tougher vetting has delayed arrivals. Despite that, from KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Phoenix, Matthew Casey reports, Arizona's population of refugees from the Democratic Republic of the Congo is still growing anyway.
Doctors and an interpreter who speaks Swahili step into an exam room at Maricopa Medical Center's Refugee Women's Health Clinic. Lillian Ferdinand asks the Congolese patient how she's doing. Ferdinand actually knows six languages, including Swahili, which is one of hundreds spoken in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. These language skills have helped her work here for 7 years, but only the last couple have been full-time. An important reason is
60% of patients here are Congolese.
State statistics show the roughly 1,100 Congolese refugees who have come to Arizona since October 2017 are by far the most from any one country during this time. Still, they are a fraction of those the United Nations says were forced to flee violence in the Congo just last month. Ferdinand says many of the Congolese women she meets are coping with trauma.
Gender-based violence mostly.
In a Maryvale banquet hall, men, women, and children dressed formally in bright colors and immaculate suits stand reverently for the Congolese national anthem. The song is in French, which is the country's official language and a remnant of European colonization. This party is to celebrate 59 years of the Congo's independence from Belgium.
It reminds us of how together we still one Congolese.
Kapinga Drasboski is president of the community group hosting tonight's event. She fled the Congo after her uncle was killed, lived in Zambia, and came to Arizona about a decade ago. She says her family is spread out all over the globe.
I miss my parents. I haven't seen my parents for almost like 20 years.
Congolese refugees started resettling in Arizona 20 years ago, and the annual count peaked in 2016. There's been a yearly drop since, but the Congo is not part of the travel ban upheld by the Supreme Court last year, and Congolese have made up nearly half of all of Arizona refugee resettlements since October 2017. Drasboski says her community is still growing here because
the fact that the war is not yet done in my country.
After a speech, Drasboski introduces Charles Shipman, Arizona's refugee coordinator.
Bonsoir. Good evening.
Shipman tells the crowd he's honored to have been invited, and his job has helped him understand why people flee the Congo and become refugees.
I know that transitioning to life here is a long and can be a challenging journey.
Shipman works for the Arizona Department of Economic Security. He oversees a state program that helps legal immigrants, which includes Congolese refugees.
I'm honored and privileged to call you fellow Americans.
Women's Clinic, this is Adeline. How may I help you?
At the Public Health Center for Refugees, Lillian Ferdinand does more than interpret Swahili for Congolese women.
When you are with them, I don't feel like they are patient. I see them as my sisters, my mother.
Ferdinand's own parents fled Rwanda, a country next door to the Congo. Her official work title is Cultural Health Navigator, which means she does everything, from set up rides for refugee patients to community outreach to find more.
All kinds of services we have, we offer to them. I think that's what brings them more.
The state's growing population of Congolese refugees will likely keep Ferdinand busy for a while. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.